Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point. My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Hestel.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
What if right now we're all in virtual reality and we don't know it?
The Matrix.
And we wake up and we're like 3 years old with a VR thing on.
I feel like it's kind of like a museum, you know, when it says the do not touch sign.
Museum. It's museum. It's like surfing.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Hestel.
Hello.
Rachel Lacey.
Good morning.
And welcome to The Breaking Point. Week 73 out here, you already know. Stay hyped.
The Breaking Point is back on 91.3 WHJE. Carmel.
The Earth is flat.
Oh my God, I'm tired of this argument.
100%, and now we have proof Kyrie Irving is
agreeing. He's been a contributor and supporter of the flat earth knowledge.
Yeah, and in case you guys don't know, Kyrie Irving is a very big basketball player. I think he tweeted out or he said in an interview
It was in an interview. He was like, I have no doubt in my mind. I've done my own research. There are no real pictures of the Earth. The Earth is flat.
See?
Okay, so I'm very opposed to this argument. If you don't know what we're talking about, a few weeks ago, Matt and I heavily debated if the Earth was flat or round.
It's not a debate because I was and you were wrong. And it was just like a complete decimation.
Rachel, you need to face the facts, okay?
The Earth is
flat. Okay, the facts are that the Earth is round. We have pictures from space. Oh my gosh.
From NASA. It was the number. So I typed in how many balloons, and the first thing was how many balloons to lift a house.
Yep.
And it turned out to be like, I think it was 108,000 or something like that.
So creators of Up, you have completely inspired all of these different experiments.
And I'm just saying, like, 108,000, yes, that's a lot of balloons, but I believe that that is possible. I think that is an attainable goal that someone out there should do.
I looked up how many balloons it takes to lift a person. It says 4,000. So I feel like their math is wrong because this person definitely didn't inflate 4,000 balloons.
Okay, hold up. Hold up. How many balloons did he inflate then?
That's a good question. I don't know.
It says a man in 100 balloons camping chair flight. So,
okay, but basically this story maybe he filled is them up actually really
big.
Insane.
He probably filled them up really big.
Yes, he filled them up gigantic.
Oh, yeah, those are big.
So basically he started going really high up in the atmosphere, like getting towards the bottom layer of it, and he started going really fast. So he literally started cutting off balloons as he was going.
Because he got too high?
Yeah, and like kind of freaked out, but trying to be really chill about it as he cut him off.
He literally flew 15.5 miles.
Oh my gosh, this guy is amazing.
Yes, it's pretty ridiculous.
You know, that's my goal in life, to just fly in a chair with balloons.
Yeah.
That is my new goal.
Yeah, I can see it. It's a good idea.
And we're going to take it to a quick break. This is Fool's Gold by Fits in the Tantrums. Stay tuned. We got a game coming up. You're not going to want to miss it. It's pretty awesome. Oh, maybe I just wasn't good enough. Have you guys ever flown on a plane and had first class?
Nope.
No?
Nope. I have sat courtside at a basketball game. That's
pretty cool.
That's cool.
It was at a Butler game. It was pretty cool.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I went to
was a blowout, too. They played Davidson.
I went to the Butler Duke Championship. I'm cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
Rachel, have you ever sat first class?
I haven't sat first class, no.
Okay, so we went on, and it was Southwest. And you know how, like, Southwest does a thing where it's like you choose your seat once you're on?
Yep.
It's like first come, first serve?
Yes.
Are
not all planes like that?
No.
No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I was like 8 or something at the time, and they had a thing where if you're young, you get on the plane first, and I sat first seat, and I was first class, and it was of the greatest experiences.
Is that how
life.
That works? Like, you can sit first class in Southwest? Wait, does Southwest even have first class?
I don't know, but I got a hot towel, and it was cool.
I don't think that's how it works.
Maybe the entire plane
got it. You broke the system.
I felt empowered, but this person had the ultimate first class experience. So this girl named Karen Grieve.
So she was flying to Crete so she could write a book, because that's what people do. They go to Crete to write books, apparently. And her flight was completely empty. So she was like talking to the dude at the checkout or whatever to like check into the plane at the waiting place. You know what I'm talking about? And he was like, guess how many people was on their plane? He's like, 10. He said, no. She's like, 4. And she's like, no, there's 3. And then the other two people didn't show up.
Oh
so it was
gosh.
Just Karen And she got VIP treatment. She know, like, the whole crew knew her name.
I mean,
and,
yeah, there's only one customer.
Yeah, like, they had personal conversations with Karen. They're like, yeah, the line said it's not uncommon for the last flight of the seasons to have below average bookings, but, like,
dang. That's below average. One person for an entire flight.
Good for you, Karen. You're, like, living your best life.
Way to go, Karen.
That'd be kind of awkward. You're just sitting there and everyone's just walking by you.
No,
just...
they all became friends.
Yeah, that's such a cool experience.
Yeah. I feel like... I don't know. I feel like it'd be super awkward.
Like, you're never going to have that experience that Karen has. That's like, that true. Is so cool.
That is true. I will never have that experience. Oh,
she went up to you.
This dog, a miniature pincher, is how I'm going to guess you say it. I'm not a dog person.
Probably pincher. Seems right.
Yeah. So she was just chilling in her backyard. And then all of a sudden, she's really fat, by the way. And then all of a sudden, a bear came out of nowhere and attacked her. And her fat... protected her and saved her life, and now she's just all stitched up after the bear attack, and her fat saved her life.
So the I just looked up the average weight. So they say that this dog was 15 pounds. The average weight is 7.7 to 8.8 for females.
So it's double.
Literally double.
Oh my gosh.
So big fat dog.
But where the heck did the bear come from?
I don't know.
Okay.
The woods.
So we got this story from, I believe it's Fox News, and they didn't clarify everything about this story. They didn't say where the bear came from. They didn't say how the dog survived. They didn't say where the owners were. How did the owners get the bear away? And don't bears just keep attacking until the dog is dead?
I feel like the bear just kind of gave up. Like, what else are you going to do?
This is a weird thing because they live in Altamonte Springs, which is in Florida.
Okay.
So, like, I didn't even know bears lived in Florida.
Bears live in Florida?
It says that bears are frequently spotted in the community around where they lived, so it's close to a wilderness area.
Oh.
Still.
I wonder if there's, like, a nature reserve nearby and the bear is just like, yo!
If I saw a bear chilling in my backyard, definitely would freak out.
Do you think that bears in, like, national parks are, like, Yogi Bear?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. 100%.
I mean, they do eat, like, your picnic stuff.
I think that they're going to wear
all bears do that, though.
Right. So, like, they're all, like, Yogi Bear.
No.
Yes.
That's a cartoon.
You think that Yogi Bear is their idol? Yeah.
I think so. I feel like they look up to Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear and then the wilderness.
I don't think they know what Yogi Bear is.
I feel like if they did know, they would look up to him.
What about the wilderness? Smokey the Bear?
Smokey the Bear?
Yeah, I think they look up to him.
I feel like they would because Smokey the Bear is like, yo, don't burn down wilderness. And then everyone doesn't burn down wilderness on purpose.
I've actually heard that that's like not beneficial to wilderness, that it should burn.
Well, no, they're talking to, they want to stop like not natural forest fires. There are natural forest fires and then there's not natural forest fires, and the natural ones like clear out everything and like all the ashes make for a good soil or whatever.
Yeah, we learned about it in Apes last year.
I block out that class. Okay. Rachel, well,
that's unfortunate.
You always reference it though.
Yeah, but no.
It's actually crazy useful, I think.
Isn't there a whole unit about dirt?
Yes. Yeah, about soil and what goes in soil and how soil is made.
I learned about that in eighth grade.
Sand.
But it's like more in depth. If you don't know what
pH,
apes is.
The pH levels and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apes is a college level environmental science class that Ethan and I took last year. And it was rough to get through.
Wow, college level.
But
you guys are smart.
Hey, I'm doing what I can.
I thought I was smart.
It's AP. Everyone does AP.
I thought I was smart. I'm not.
That's okay, Ethan.
Thank you. So being fat saves lives, right?
For this dog,
apparently,
it does.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
this dog, it does.
You know what, guys? That's my new outlook on life. I'm just going to partake in that.
Just gain a bunch of weight.
Yep. 100%.
I can see it. No, I can't.
Oh, my God.
No, I can't. That just looks weird in my head.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.
Anyways. So, you're talking about, like, dogs, right? Dogs hate cats. And there's this thing called a lynx.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to stop you right there because... Do dogs hate cats? I've seen so many dogs and cats cuddle. I think that is a myth.
I think it depends. I feel like if they're raised with cats, they don't hate cats. But if they're not raised with cats, then they hate cats.
And they get territorial.
Wait, why do they hate cats then?
Because it's different.
How is it different?
Yeah.
They don't look the same as them.
That's like them saying they hate us.
Well, I hate cats and I was raised with a cat. So I don't know if that like counts, but like...
See? It doesn't make sense.
So human, but like they grow up with humans. So they're like, yo, humans are dope. But then like... They don't grow up with cats. They're like, yo, cats are scary.
Yeah, and I'm sure they go, yo, humans are dope.
They probably do in their head. They're like, humans are pretty dope. They feed us.
Do you think dogs understand English?
I think yes.
Or do they
they're
just
very smart?
Or do they just understand tone?
No, dogs are smart.
I think it's both.
I think both. Let's
look. We talked about this last time because that was a breaking few question. It was like smartest animal, dogs, and dolphins.
Yeah, it was dogs, dolphins.
Dolphins are water dogs.